There is an important revelation in Parsha Shemini that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate to Moshe and ask him to relate to Aharon after Aharon lost his two sons, Nadav v'Avihu. There are many, many explanations given in trying to understand what their transgression was. But we do find the message that Moshe Rabbeinu relates to Aharon that we need to zero in on. And that is the Kiroivai Ekodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that through those who are closest to me, my name will be sanctified, one way or another. What does Hashem Yisborach expect from Kerovim? Surely a lot more than he expects from Rechoikim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of Klal Yisrael is far greater than what he expects from the nations of the world. They are obligated only in Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the seven Noahide laws. Klal Yisrael is responsible to observe the 613 mitzvahs. They have only seven opportunities to get close to Hashem. We have, Baruch Hashem, 613 opportunities to get close to Hashem. And this idea of becoming close to Hashem, David HaMelech already explains in Sefer Tehillim when he says, "V'ani kirvas Elokim li toiv." For me, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's good and desirable. But David HaMelech understood that being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a simple matter. It comes with the acceptance of responsibilities. And when he said, "Kivas Elokim li toiv," he was prepared to sacrifice and fulfill his responsibilities to gain that Kivas Elokim. We find, for example, when somebody brings a korban, no doubt that is a way of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It does not matter if he brings a korban toida, where he's showing his thankfulness and gratitude to Hashem for the nisim Hashem does for him, or if he brings a korban chatos, to try to repent for a sin that he committed. No matter, he must bring this korban a certain way. He can't just bring it any way he wants. And if chas v'shalom, a person brings a korban with a mum, with a blemish, contrary to how Hashem instructs us to bring the korban, then a closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be generated, even though the person's intention is to come close to Hashem. There's no doubt that Aharon HaKohen's son's intention was to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But unfortunately, they did not follow the precise instructions of Hashem and were held accountable. Tavar HaMelech says to us in Tehillim, "Korav Hashem l'chol koirav." Hashem is Baruch is close to all those that call out to Him. However, there is a prerequisite. And he ends off, L'chol Hashem Yikru Be'emes, to all those that call out to Hashem in truth. And what the Dabar HaMelech is teaching us is that generating closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes only through truthful living. It's really not about how I want to serve Hashem, but rather how Hashem wants me to serve Him. It's by asking oneself, like we read in the Parsha of Ekev and Chumash Devorah, Ma Hashem Alekecha Shom Imach. We need to ask ourselves the question, what does Hashem want of me? And David HaMelech lived like that. And we find that David HaMelech was mispalo to reach this level of truth throughout his life. He said, Hayreini Hashem Da'akecha, Hashem, please, show me your ways, Ahalach Vamitecha. I will walk in truth. That's all he wanted was truth. And then Ashkenazim HaGdolah, when they created the tefillahs, we see that they put in a tefillah, V'kiraftono Malkeinu, L'shimcha Gadol Be'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us close to you. But that can only come through truthful living. So the greatest tirva one can attain, if we want to really zero in, is when he's makriv his ratzon and his will for Hashem's ratzon and for Hashem's will. And that is the greatest korban which a Jew can never bring. That is true kirva selakim. It's a kirva that comes from respecting a lakus. And because I respect a lakus, I'm willing to forego, I'm willing to be makriv myself for Hashem. Yidden always wanted to get close to Hashem. We see him at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in Har Sinai. Yidden wanted to go up onto the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to instruct Moshe, to instruct Klal Yisrael, don't go up on the mountain now. You're close enough. I don't want you to get any closer. Well, what do we learn from that? That our closeness comes from respecting and hearing Hashem's will. Our closeness comes from emulating Hashem's ways. Our closeness comes from doing things the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do them. So we find at the end of the parsha, when Hashem says, eat this, don't eat that, and we listen, what we are actually doing is we are being mekadesh Hashem each time we eat and we don't eat. We earn the title of Bekrovei HaKadosh because Krovim of Hashem are mekadesh Hashem throughout their lives. And they're dedicated to fulfilling Hashem's will without any shortcuts. So we create this closeness by leading a holy life, the life that Hashem desires from us to lead according to the Torah. And when we fulfill the mitzvah of a vay sidbak, that to Hashem Yisbarach we shall cling and we shall be attached, which by the way is one of the six constant mitzvahs that Yid is required to observe constantly. What happens eventually is that we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we are zoicha to be mekadesh Hashem.